Oh, well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. And this is episode 293 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. It's another coffee with Brian, daily morning chat. How's everybody doing this morning? Oh, weird. I think Float is totally dusted. I need to just remove this from all streams. Oh, I'm not very good at singing this morning, but yeah, that was going to be Taps, if you couldn't tell. I think Float has sunk. At least my feed has finally sunk. Every time I start it, just doesn't go there. So we're done. Anyway, this morning we're going to be talking about the giveaway we had last night, big old fire. Plans for today, hopefully we're able to go do this stuff, and hopefully the show holds out today, because kind of stormy and cloudy and yucky here this morning, and I don't know if the clouds are too thick for me to get internet. So if I disappear for a while, I apologize. I'm going to talk about those plans for today, and then something old Josh the Butcher gave me yesterday that was pretty darn good, and been thinking about possibly a new little change up on the morning show. I am not sure. Might talk about that and go from there, see where we're at. Anyway, Tuesday morning. What do you got drinking? What are you guys drinking? I'm drinking a little bit of GSD blend in my Toolman Tim mug. I got my Renegade Butcher mug here right next to it, but I went back to the Toolman mug this morning just because that's what was sitting there when I poured the coffee. Morning, Renegade Butcher. How you doing? Just talking about your mug here. Oh, I picked up my coffee order yesterday, and man, I'm going to have a good month. I'm going to have a very, very good month. I have all these new brewing systems. I have a bunch of different blends in my coffee order this month. And I'm excited. I'm excited to try them. I'm excited to try the new brew methods. I'm excited to get that content made and get it up on YouTube and all the other projects going along with that. Get them rolling. Yeah, should be good. Should be good. Should be fun. And I will be... Josh says it's very rainy. Yeah, we got huge downpours last night in the middle of the night, enough to wake me up, which is quite a bit. It's quite a bit. I sleep very, very, very soundly, and I was up and I was like, holy crap, it is really coming down. It's not as bad here anymore, but I think throughout the day it's supposed to be on and off the same way. All day was from what I understand. Corey is the weather checker in the family, and she says yes, that is an affirmative. It should be rainy all day. Probably not the best for the plans we want to have, but it's probably good for the fire that we had. I guess we didn't have the fire. We didn't start the fire. Anyway, giveaway last night, it was Monday, January 23rd, and we said we were going to have a giveaway, and we did. We gave away a bunch of stuff from a lot of very generous people chipped in and donated into this drawing that we had, because we got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and it went great. We got to give everything away. I'm still fumbling around with StreamYard, even though I've used it almost a year here, actually probably more than a year now. We're trying to do the spin the wheel thing and share the screens and pop back and forth, and it just wasn't as smooth as I had hoped, but everything got given away, and I think everything went all right, and we had a good time. Gave away some custom silver coins and a t-shirt and all sorts of stuff. Patch of the Month Club from Toolman Tim, a fire poker from Chris Dixon. Josh gave away some seasoning merch pack and Rabbitfoot keychains, bath and aromatherapy basket, candles, life coaching. Oh, yes. And speaking of that coffee box I picked up yesterday, and got my monthly coffee order in. Brian Norton, Old Scramble in there, gave away a $50 gift certificate to Food Forest Farms or Cannabinoid Natural Foods. I suppose you could use that for the first month of a C4 membership. Join C4, a nice coffee club every month. It's a great deal. Especially if you extrapolate that out to Starbucks costs and everything, it turns out really good. And you get personal hand-roasted coffee from a hand-roasted artisan, air clean stream air-roasted coffee. So should check that out. Even if you did not win the gift certificate, you should definitely check out foodforestfarms.com or cannabinoidnaturalfoods.com. It's worth the time you put into it. But anyway, got that giveaway all wrapped up, and I felt good. I like giving stuff away. I like people winning things and hitting goals, and that's what last night was all about. But that is over. Now it's time to grind to a new milestone. And I don't know, what are we thinking? 5,000 will be the next time we'll have to do anything special. 5,000 on YouTube. So that was my year goal this year, was to hit that 5,000 subscriber mark by the end of the year. Lofty goal, since it took us 7 years to hit 1,000. another year for another 4 shouldn't be a problem, right? But anyway, hopefully hit that 5,000 by the end of the year, and we'll do something else. I don't know. It'll have to be crazy if it is bigger than what we did for 1,000. So yeah, got a wild plan. I do have to say the I think we're at 1093 right now. The 93 after 1,000 came a lot faster than the 93 prior to 1,000. I'm not sure what the metric is there. If YouTube just turns you on a little bit, makes you sweat, and then turns you on after 1,000, but that definitely picked up a little bit after the fact. So Josh was mentioning yesterday that his TikTok did the same. Every time he hits a big round number like 2,000, it jumped up super fast. Like, it took forever. It sat there before it got to that tipping point. And then once it did, it just zoom, shoots right up. But anyway, that was yesterday, last night. Yesterday afternoon, I was over with Josh cutting meat and packaging up some meat. And I get a call from Corey, and she's like, "Hey, I just got a call from the property owner, and the pasture's on fire." I'm like, "What?" Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but way back after we had recently got here, we may or may not have set a bunch of stuff on fire. Josh says it needed to be cleaned out. It was, and so did the landowner, was okay with it, but burned out some dried pine needles that had been stacked up and super dry underneath the tree roll near our campsite. We did not realize that some ashes were super hot still in the middle of a can that had been sitting there for quite a while, and should not have been a problem. But yeah, had a little brush fire, a little pine needle fire underneath the trees. It was out by morning and whatever. So we kind of freaked out about that. Guess it has escaped our mind, because we were sitting here and the landowner called Corey and said, "Hey, I think my neighbor called and my pasture's on fire. We're not there. Are you there? Can you look?" And Corey showed me the video. So the way we have our camper parked, we're looking up this hill, and our desk sits. I don't know if you've seen the inside of a camper slide, but we have two sets of windows, and then there's a bar in between them. Not a bar, like support. They're two separate windows. And so our desk, our kitchen table, and multi-purpose table sits right in front of these two windows. Well, the bar, or the part that's not window, is in between, is like right in the center of the table. So if I'm sitting on the right and I'm looking out the window to the left, there's an area I can't see. It's blocked because it's not full window all the way across. I wish it was, because that would be great. But Corey, looking the other way, has an area blocked. When she looked out the window, she's like, "Well, I can see a little smoke." And they've been having a big stump and brush fire kind of up where we can see it, straight ahead of us, but very safe distance away. It would have to jump a road and I think a pond to get here from where it is. But anyway, that's been kind of burning on and off for a couple weeks. And she looked out the window and she's like, oh yeah, I see a little smoke there. And she turned her head and like kind of leaned over into the window a little farther. And she looked and there was just this huge billowing black and white smoke coming out of that same general area. And she's like, oh my God, she couldn't see it. And she's like, I can't believe I didn't see that. But she showed me a video of her where she was sitting, looking at her computer. And sure as shit, you look out the window and you wouldn't tell anything. And you shift. Maybe it must have been like 8 inches to the left, and looked out, and it was like, the whole hillside was on fire. So she's like, yeah, it is. I'm going to run up there and see. I had the truck, so she had to run up this hill with the landowner on the phone, and she talked to her, and the fire department was on the way. And so she went up and looked at it, and yeah, it was rolling pretty good for sure. And enrolled the fire department. They were here for probably 4 or 5 hours, I would think. 4 or 5 hours or more. They were bringing in pumper trucks. They had some heavy equipment that came in. I think they were going to bulldoze around, maybe kick up some sand, dirt, flip stuff over. I don't know. But it rained tonight. Rained last night, so... hopefully that helps. But yeah, we didn't go exploring yet because it was quite a busy scene up there. But I'm very curious to what burned. We know the one pile was burning. We'd seen it. I flew drone over it and took pictures while it was still smoldering the other day. But yeah, the one behind it was black. And that wasn't just, I don't think that was just pasture fire. I think something was burning down there. So definitely have to go check that out at some point. With all this heavy rain, maybe it will have obscured the evidence. I don't know. So that was excitement here. I don't think anybody's really camping here. I think we're the only ones here on a Monday like that. Few and far between, definitely in the week, unless somebody's taking a whole week off. So Corey might have been the only witness to this whole debacle yesterday. But yeah, as I was coming home an hour and a half later, there were some fire department vehicles still rolling in. They were in and out. I assume they were going to fill up water tanker trucks and coming back and dumping water. It was an ordeal for sure. For sure. Before that, I had an interesting machine. How are we doing this morning? Interesting experience. Hey, good morning, Mike, Philippine Nomad. How you doing? Congratulations on that shirt last night. And Josh, congratulations on those stickers. I don't know how Josh wins stickers. I literally on Friday handed him some stickers because, yeah, he receives our mail for us. I figured I could give the guy some stickers when we got them in the mail. He brought them to me. I figured I could hand him some. And then he ends up winning a viewer giveaway last night in the comments. We redrew. Josh will get stickers. Don't worry. Josh will get stickers. But anyway, I was going for a walk with the dogs yesterday morning. And I'm walking along the trail. And if you watch our TikToks, YouTubes, it's the same trail I do my question of the morning videos on. If you see those, Philippine Nomad says we're 2 for 2 winners on the live chat now. Oh yeah. Mike won the t-shirt. Mike is an OG Lots Project, contest winner for sure. I'm glad Mike's around. I know if anybody is in a drawing with Mike, they're screwed because he is going to win something out of the drawing. If you watch my TikTok or YouTube videos and my question of the day videos are usually while I'm walking the dog in the morning on this trail. It's a really, really nice trail down through the pines, the old pines. It's dropped pine needles on the path, sand underneath that. And it's right on the edge of the property, right on the edge of the camp property here. And there's barbed wire fence right along the path. And you know, we just walk, boo doo doo doo, and you know, some mornings the dogs get a little sniffy. They're running around kind of on edge, and I think it's because, well, that's the trail we found the pig on one day. Clyde and I ran into a pig, potbelly pig, on that path, which, by the way, the owners finally captured. That wasn't theirs, but must be a wild pig. They were able to wrangle it up. And then there is plenty of coyotes and other predators around here. So, and a couple other dogs. So depending on how recently they've been on the path, our boys kind of get alerted and sniff and things like that. Walter is usually the calmest. And then the other two, oh man, puppies still, puppies. Anyway, yesterday, Walter was kind of on edge a little bit more than normal, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And as I was walking, I glanced over across the fence, and it looked like a bald eagle was dead. I was like, whoa, what was that? And I kind of, it was far enough away that I couldn't see really well. And it was kind of tucked in the bushes a little bit, and the dog was getting very interested. So I kept walking the dog, got him done on his walk, had to walk the other two past this location, both of them. One of them twice, because Clyde gets to go on two walks in the morning because he's so high energy. But anyway, walked Norman past, and he got all excited when we walked past. I looked a little closer, and I was like, okay, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a bald eagle or not. It was a small one, a smaller size. We have seen them in Minnesota. Corey used to chase them out of our yards when we had free-range chickens, and the eagle, bald eagles would fly in and try to steal our chickens, and they are enormous birds. So I was like, okay, this is a very small one. If it was, took Clyde for a walk. He was very, very interested twice on the way back by. And actually we walked the dogs there in the afternoon, and they were very interested in this one spot. But anyway, after the dog walk, I went back to investigate to see if it was a freedom pigeon that had been shot or something. And I approached it, I looked and zoomed in. And no, it was a Muscovy with no head. I'm kind of upset that I didn't think about going and grabbing it. It was like 35 degrees overnight last night, and it looked like a fresh kill. I almost considered jumping the fence, going over and seeing if it was still warm, and breasting it out, because I know where they came from. I'm pretty sure that the landowners... I know the landowner's house and everything is right there close to where I saw that. I'm guessing a fox or a raccoon grabbed that Muscovy and whoop, off with its head, took it down in the woods, and we probably interrupted them on our walk. So maybe interrupted his breakfast, maybe interrupted his breakfast. But that was my interesting experience in the morning. And then we got to move into the fire and have a giveaway last night. So all in all, it was a good day. And especially because I got fed lunch. I got fed lunch, and Josh sent dinner home for Corey, which she didn't eat last night. She ended up putting it in the fridge. But Josh, over the weekend, made some fantastic chili over at the shop. Pretty sure he said he used like 3 pounds of bacon for the meat in the chili, and some other. List of ingredients that was a mile long, but man, it turned out good. He did put beans in his chili. If that offends you or hurts your feelings, I don't care, because it was really good. I don't care. And I'm soon to be coming out with a t-shirt about beans and chili. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Anyway, the chili was fantastic. Corey was a little, she's jealous. I think she's very jealous that I go over with Josh and get to eat every day, because that guy can cook. That guy can cook for sure. Hey, Freedom Media Corp, thanks for joining us this morning and last night. I appreciate it. And Mike and Josh, thank you all for joining us last night. And yeah, that chili. Chili's good. Chili was good. He made me eat it on video, because he made a chili series on the Tickety Talks and the YouTube Shorts over the weekend, and he needed proof that it was good. Like he couldn't make it and it looked real good and then not have somebody taste it. It was good. I have to admit, it was really good. But yeah, Josh can cook, and he's always making me lunch when I go over and work with him, and Corey gets a little upset. Every day I come home, she asks me what my boyfriend made me for lunch, and usually I tell her, and usually she's disappointed that she didn't get to eat any. Well, I think Friday was like biscuits and gravy. That was biscuits and booty and gravy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really good. It was really, really good. Oh, he says he thinks Corey may have not liked me Corey may have not liked you feeding her me beans. The beans did not have any ill effect on me last night whatsoever. Last night. Oh, anyway, the chili was fantastic. Corey's off the next couple days. She was kind enough to take a couple days off. I don't know. I think she might have done it for herself. She said she needed a couple days away during the week. I know I told her she just had 2 days off, Saturday and Sunday. What else does she want in her life? But she wanted another couple days off, and I don't go over and work with the butcher on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so she took Tuesday and Wednesday off. I was so excited. Like, I figured that she would probably take off 2 days that I was actually going to work so she could be by herself and not pull her hair out. Oh, she already did. She took 2 days off with me. And so we're going to spend some time together. That's the thing I like to do most in my life is spend time with my beautiful wife. Hey, look at that. Rhyming this morning. Coffee's kicking in. How about that? But we have some plans. Got a big day plan. We're gonna go to Bed Bath and Beyond. Maybe if we have time, hit up the Home Depot. But actually, we are gonna go to Home Depot. I want to pick up supplies to get a couple projects done here in the camper and get those squared away before we take off. There are things that we've really been needing to get done. One of them since we got here, and the other one is something that we came up with because of now having both of us doing shit during the day on the computer, and me having to talk on the computer, her having meetings and talking on the computer. We needed a separate workspace, and we've been kind of mulling around how we were going to do that here. Corey came up with a great idea to have a little portable temporary desk in her bedroom. I just need to go get the supplies to do it. And then I was also able to tie the supply list for that into the supplies for my new shelf. I'm going to put a shelf in near our charge controller and our power station. We're going to relocate our Starlink router there. We're going to relocate all our rechargeable batteries, probably have a station for, like the drone batteries, the GoPro batteries, anchors, our rechargeable AA's and AAA's that we got for Christmas, and our chargers for those. Yeah, it's just going to be kind of a power bank area, and then the internet, the router, because that's where we pull our cord in. And we don't have an outlet there, I guess. So I was a little upset there was an outlet there. And I'm like, wait, this is where all the power is. It's like the back of the converter, the power panel, the breaker panel in the RV. When I retrofitted it, that's where I put the charge controller, the E panel that I wired up, the batteries, all the shore cable, all the power is right there. And I'm like, how is there not an outlet here? I kept going over it in my head, and I'm an idiot. There was a cabinet there. There was like a full cabinet there that I tore out to be able to put all that stuff there, and I just didn't think back far enough to why there wouldn't be an outlet right next to the converter. It's because it was a cabinet. So I have to wire that. That should be no issue whatsoever. I just need a little piece of Romex and an outlet and a box. It's going to probably be semi-enclosed, so I don't really need to worry too much about that. But should be quick, easy projects. I don't know if I'll end up getting them done today, maybe tomorrow. But definitely soon. That's his priority. We want to get, we can't shut Corey's door is one issue. We have the cable for the Starlink running through the door. So if she wants to go in and shut the door and be by herself, or like I said, we're putting that temporary desk back there. If she needs to close the door to be on a meeting, can't do that. Yeah. So we're going to get that all straightened up and taken care of and get everything moved around, get Corey's temporary desk set up. And that will be a great, great accomplishment. That stuff, I think that's the main stuff that I've been waiting on that I need to get done. So got that. While we're over there, we want to finally go see the grave that Josh told me about and then went and hunted down and dropped me GPS coordinates for. There's a super cool grave out in the Sam Houston National Forest of, yeah, super interesting story. What you can find of it, lots of legends around it, lots of hypotheses. Josh and I have tossed around ideas, but there's a history there for sure. And I'm not sure how deep I want to dive into that, how much I'm going to use that footage on my other accounts and things, but definitely want to go check it out, get a bunch of footage, and be able to use it as I want. If I have time to research more in and dive in a lot, maybe do some more developed videos. Other than that, just the cool nature of it, like where it is, how it is, the situation it is, will be really cool to document. So I appreciate that, Josh, for thinking about that and remembering where it was and going and tracking it down. And hopefully we're going to go there today and check it out. And tomorrow is probably a much nicer day to go to it, but we want to spend sunny and nice and not running around in the truck and going to Home Depot and the grocery store and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, you know, this is the decisions you make, So that'll be cool. I'm excited to go check that out. Yeah, so that should be the day. I think tomorrow we want to spend time going for walks in the woods and hanging out here together. In the nice sunshine and beautiful day, I'll probably be working on shelving and desks and all that stuff that I mentioned before. All right. Well, new format I've been thinking about for the morning show. We've kind of dialed in the evening shows. Last night was an anomaly with the giveaway show. I won't be releasing that as a podcast. That didn't really... wouldn't make sense, and yeah, it wouldn't be good audio by any means. But kind of dialed in. Mondays are going to be live interview shows. I'm booked out through the end of February, so that's cool. And Thursdays are going to continue to be pre-recorded interviews at release, and hopefully attend, be in the comments for them on Thursday nights. This week I got Jacqueline Wales coming up on Thursday. And we're talking about fear, what it is, why it controls you, how to get over it. And, man, Jacqueline was a really nice chat. Super, super cool woman, and really enjoyed talking to her. That's coming up at Thursday at 6 p.m. If you haven't checked out the previous interviews that I've released, I have Miles Wakeham, I got DDA Burrell, and Kevin Palmieri have been the three on Thursday nights, and they have all been just killer interviews. You really need to go check those out. You need to go listen to Miles talk about the scam that is the working life and retirement as it's presented to us, and how you can do different. DDA talks about Bitcoin and what it is on a basic level, how it works, and like the difference between proof of work and proof of stake, and gives a ton of great analogies. So even if you're a seasoned Bitcoiner, you might want to listen to it just for added analogies for helping explain it to newer people. So there is a dual benefit there, both for the newbie and for experienced people educating newbies and maybe just another way to look at it to get them to understand and wrap their head around the concept. So definitely check out DDA. And then this last past Thursday, I had Kevin Palmieri on about growing your brand, growing your podcast. And yeah, Kevin's spot on. So definitely check out those three interviews. Monday nights, I'm doing live interviews. Had Yogi Aaron on a couple weeks ago. Then Rob Kaiser dropped by, and Rob and I had a fantastic chat, man. That blew up to an hour and a half real quick, real quick. And we didn't even know it. I looked up and it was an hour and a half. I said, Rob, we got to shut this down. He's like, why? I said, it's been an hour and a half. He goes, holy shit. It felt like 15 minutes. So I really enjoyed chatting with Rob. We challenge each other. We stimulate each other. And we have very, very thoughtful conversations because we know there's no judgment on either side. We can express whatever we're thinking and be challenged with no angst or anything coming back. So I really enjoy talking with Rob, and he really gets my brain ticking at sometimes. So thanks, Rob, for that. You should check out that interview. Yogi Aaron, we talked about why stretching might be not the ideal thing for muscles, and yeah, it was interesting. He definitely has a different take on life and everything involved. So check out Yogi Aaron interview, Rob Kaiser interview coming up. I have a laundry list of people coming. I'm like I said, I'm booked through February on both lives and records. So stay tuned, buckle up. There's going to be a bunch of good interviews. And that's what the evening show is going to be going to. Morning show, I might tweak just a little bit. I'm trying to decide on the audio side, and then the video side. I might start out and I might lead with a question of the day, but a more contemplative question of the day, more digging into philosophical stuff, just open-ended questions to make you think, that kind of thing. I'm thinking about possibly picking that the night before, spinning on it myself for the evening, and then the morning discussing it for the first maybe 10-15 minutes of the show, and then for the audio side clipping it there, ending it at that point, uploading that as a shorter morning audio podcast, completing the rest of the podcast on the video, leaving that up on the video side, and going that way. I'm not sure what to do with the morning audio to make it tie in better with the interviews in the evening. So kind of spinning that around in my head. Wouldn't mind getting into a little bit more of a philosophical or contemplative discussion every day, every morning, to stimulate the conversation over in the chat and just get people to think and enjoy a good 10-15 minutes of insight or insight into what I'm thinking about a particular issue or question. I don't know. What do you think? Would that play better? Especially on the audio side, just a shorter, quick hitter. And if you want to get the whole rest of it, you can flip over to the YouTube channel and grab the video replay or the live replay. Or the live video as it's going on. I don't know. I'm going to bounce that around in my little brain for a while. It's nothing that has to happen immediately, but it's something that we might see in the future. So we will see. Let's see. What else we got? That's kind of it. I was busy last night with the drawing and didn't get too deep into this show prep. I wanted to get everything in line for that. And I failed miserably. It wasn't ready, and we got it done. We got everything given away, and I think everybody had a good time. I got Corey to join me, which is man, it's like pulling teeth for sure to get her on camera. And I think she said like four words. I think we were on for like 40 minutes, and she might have said four words. I think she maybe six. I think I got her to say a couple names, and yeah, I got it, and something like that. She didn't want to be on. I forced her. So I appreciate her coming on and looking beautiful next to me, because she is definitely way better to look at. With that, I think we're gonna wrap it up here pretty quick. Want to do that item of the day today, and then hit up the question of the day at the end. Item of the day today is that Anker 337 26,800 milliamp battery backup. The things are great. Things are great. We have them. We have a couple around here. We use them to store up. Extra power when we have solar, when we're positive on the solar, we charge up the anchors. And then overnight when we don't have solar, we charge our phones with them or devices or whatever. We also carry them in backpacks and things like that. And on travel days, it's always nice to have some portable power. It has three outlets for power. You can charge three things at once. And then it has a dual input, so you can charge it slow, or if you have both the cords and two available USB outlets, you can charge it up pretty quick, or at least twice as fast as you could if you didn't have two cords. So two inlets, three outlets, the Anker 337 26,800 milliamp power bank. Definitely suggests that. Look in the video notes or the audio description for a link on Amazon to grab that. And yeah, if you don't need to get that, but you are going to be shopping on Amazon, please click that link and start there. Get you in our tracking code, and we get a little kickback for everything you buy, even if you don't buy what you clicked on. I appreciate it. We don't see what you buy. We just get a little kickback when you do. So hit those links. Always hit those Amazon links when you are going to be going shopping on Amazon. If not mine, at least some other content creator that's in the affiliate program. Because if you're going to be buying from there, somebody should get supported. Somebody for sure. So why not me, or definitely somebody in the community? Grab those links and hit them. Good morning, Robin. How are you doing? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Robin says she thinks I did well last night for the first effort. Yeah, unfortunately, it was like the second effort on a giveaway, but it had been a long time. So yeah, it is what it is. If you do it infrequently, it's okay if you look like you don't know what you're doing when you're doing it. So hey, it's been a year since I did this. I don't remember how to do it. That's always a good excuse, especially at like work and stuff. But definitely will do better. We will do better next time for sure. Let's see. Question of the day. Let's wrap it up with the question of the day. I got thinking about the fire here yesterday, and the first thing I asked Corey was, hey, which way is the wind blowing? And she said, away from the camper, and I calmed down right away. Got me thinking, have you ever had to deal with wildfires, whether it be large on a whole forest scale, like we get in the West and all over the West Coast, I guess, from south to north. Have you ever had to deal with them large scale like that, small scale? You ever set your field on fire and had to battle it to make sure your house didn't burn down? Have you ever had to deal with wildfires? That's the question of the day. I will post that up over at the Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Head on over there and answer the question. Stick around for the conversation of the day. It'll spur off a nice old conversation and kind of pinwheels all the way through the day into different subjects. And yeah, it's a great group of people. I would not trade them for anything. So t.me/lotschat, and you can answer that question. I am also putting that video, a video version of that question, up on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn, Twitter, all over the place. I've really started throwing social media everywhere, trying to interact as much as I can, and I forget them every now and then. But definitely shifting with Float not working anymore. I have to adjust that. Getting real close on Rumble. I think we're 8 or 7 followers on Rumble away from being able to go live there. So that could slide right into that Float spot. And then as we accumulate followers on TikTok, I will be going live on a separate camera for the shows and things like that here. When I'm able, I got to have 1,000 people on TikTok to be able to go live. So getting there. Anyway, guys, it's Tuesday. My wife's off, so I have no alarm clock to get me to stop the show. But I think I'm going to wrap it up here. a little more sip of that GSD blend. But they're gonna wrap it up. Gonna wrap it up and spend the day with her. I will catch up with you in the morning, and we will have a little discussion on how the day went here with Corey and I both off together. See how much we can get done and some of the things we can come up with. But other than that, you can find me at thelothproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Enjoy your Tuesday, guys, and we will circle back to you on Hump Day.